And welcome to another edition of Live Friday right here on Sterling Radio. It is January 16th, our second to last show here on Sterling Radio, in terms of Live Friday anyway. And I'm Rob Strauss, the host of the show, also joined by Bethany Young.
Hey.
Beth's here, and who did her show yesterday.
I did.
Good job on your show with Dean.
Thank you.
Shout out to Dean as well, who's, from what he tells me, a little bit more comfortable doing the game show part of things than the hosted show part of things. But what we're doing today, another game of Password, and we've revamped a few things. It's going to be a rematch of last week, and what we'll do is we'll turn it over to the teams. We had two team captains, team Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, welcome to the show.
Hello. Paul, what was the outcome of our last game? I don't really remember.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Paul silent.
No comment.
Okay, fair enough. Ryan Smith, you guys came away victorious last week. How do you think you fare this week against Paul?
We're fairly favored in this matchup. It's supposed to be a blowout, but I think we might keep them in the game for a little longer, get their hopes up, and then throw the dagger at the end.
We talked to Vegas. Do we have a Vegas point spread?
How's he throwing the dagger?
We're favored by 21 points.
21 points. I'm going to take the under. Not that this is a betting environment, but I am going to take the under on that one.
Ryan Smith, no way to get 21 points.
No. Beth just informed us that there's no way to get 21 points. We're going to get to Beth in a minute to talk about the rules and all that stuff, because she did a great job putting together the whole rules, and she has everything down on paper. I'll get to her in a minute. Smitty, introduce your team.
I'll let my team introduce themselves.
Wow, I like it.
How nice of you.
That was nice. That was
Brian
nice.
White.
Of course, Ryan.
Me.
I go last.
Co-captain, Chris Tran.
The prodigy, Jared Tabor.
Ooh, nicknames.
Nick Taylor.
The real co-captain, Dean Troilo. Ashton Kutcher.
There's actually no co-captains, so I'm the only captain. All right, Paul, let's hear your team.
Paul, welcome to the game. Welcome back to the game, rather. You had 1 week to think about the devastating loss to your colleague, Ryan Smith. How did your team take it?
I don't know. We had some hard feelings. We thought about it. You know, we could have won. Right at the end, we lost it. And it's controversial. Controversial how that game ended, I feel, with Brian's answer.
I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
I know our radio audience cannot see this, but Team Smitty, four of the six contestants on the team are sitting down. Paul, you're the only one on your team sitting down, and all of your teammates are standing around you. What's the methodology behind that?
See, the way that works is I feel like, you know, as a team, we more huddle together. You know what I mean? We got this oval because we want to – yeah, plus there's no chairs. So
there's like 30 chairs in the room.
we're not feeling it. We'd rather stand.
Okay. I'm just
and stomp on the competition.
Are you using it as kind of a mental strategy to kind of instill fear, like you're bigger than them?
We are. We're above our competition.
Okay. Let's introduce your team.
You know what team you want to introduce yourselves? I like that. All right. Captain Paul McGrady. Krausey Krause.
Mafi Maf? Josh.
Josh and Nikki, very very much the same.
Caitlin Hoskin.
Sleeper pick Matt Easterday.
Wow.
You're going to be sleeping during the game.
Matt was my sleeper pick. He was nice last week.
Yeah, we did the live draft last week. We decided to forego that this week and just go with these straight-up picks. Let's turn it over to Bethany Young now, who's going to explain the game and the rules to both the teams. If you have any questions, please address her.
Okay, so the way that we did it last week was kind of not fair, because we started half of it just kind of guessing however you wanted to guess it, and that's not going to be the case this week. This week, the class is split into groups of five and six, as they're already done, and they have one person for the team at a time to guess the password, as before, but this time, the clue givers can only give one word at a time, and they cannot say the password, any hyphenated words, they can't say the word in a different language. And they can't use any part of the password, or they cannot repeat words. There are – how many words are there going to be in each round?
We're going to do – what did we do last time? We did three each. So there's six words per round total.
And then the guesser's only going to have 10 seconds between each clue. And the point system is also different. If you get it on the first guess, it's going to be 25 points. second 15, third is 10, fourth is 5. And if you don't get it all, of course, you're not going to get any points. And you definitely did not just make that.
No, I'm throwing markers because they don't work.
Oh, okay.
Go, sorry. Go on.
Proceed. That's it.
All right, that's the rules. Dave Litzis, shout out to Dave Litzis. One time for Dave Litzis, our engineer.
Are you scorekeeper too?
And he's also doubling as scorekeeper. We have set up the classroom a little bit differently this time around, making it a little bit easier for Dave to navigate both our AV-Air system, which is our geeky sound system, and also the board. So he has everything right in front of him right now, and we are good to go. So how do we figure out? Are we going to Rochambeau to see who goes first? I mean, it's not really good for radio to Rochambeau, but...
No, pick a number.
Let's just pick a number. I'm going to write a number down.
Make it, take it. Oh, I say we make it, take it. We make
write a number down on here.
Okay.
Beth's going to write a number down. Beth's writing a number down.
1 through 10, 1 through 20, 1 through 50.
I don't want to be able to see the way my hand moved. Okay.
You go first. I went first last time.
All right. Numbers between.
That's fair.
What's the number?
Are we doing 1 through 10 or 1 through 20?
1 through 20.
1 through 20. Paul McGrody, you go first.
Why did she have to think about that?
No, she said 1 through 20, but she had to think about it. So she means that probably the number's not...
Guys, over 10.
Yeah, we're not splitting the atom here, guys.
We're going to go with... I like the number 8.
Ryan Smith?
I like 9.
Your number was 8.
Woo! Number was 8. Paul McGrody goes first.
I also don't like cheaters.
Nice. Paul. Wow.
Give it up.
All right.
All
right. Let's fire up the game. Well, welcome to Password, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies first.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, team.
Nice work. Again? Let's switch it up right now. Paul McGrody.
So are we doing, we're doing 3 words per people?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Paul McGrody on the mic right now is Kate Huskin, Matt Sleeper Pick Easterday,
so,
Moffy Moth, and Krausy Kraus.
So this is the order. Guys, this is the order. That's the order. We're gonna rotate. So Kate, all right.
What is the category, Beth?
All right. First category.
First set of categories. Again, we're gonna do 3. Or excuse me, it's a total of 6 from the same category.
So those categories, we're gonna start off with animals.
Animals is your first category. Pop your pick from last week.
I don't know how to
words,
just one word. Is this on?
I don't know how to make it so people can't see. Nobody can see. Okay.
Okay. It's just one word, correct?
Yeah, one word only per person.
Yep. No, oh, there you go. It's upside down.
Are you ready?
There we go.
This is your aminal.
Okay. We have an animal. And animals. Kate Huskin, you're up first for Team Paul.
Eucalyptus.
Pass.
Okay. Next clue. Eucalyptus. Remember the first clue.
Trees.
Koala bear?
Oh!
Wow. Got it! Got it! All right. So,
25, 10, 15, 10, 5. So he got 15, or... He got 15, yeah.
15 points. 15 points for Team Paul. Team Ryan. Stepping up, and we're having Jared Tabor. It's getting the...
I'm nervous.
He's nervous.
I'm trying to live up to the hype.
It's a team of Brian White, Ryan Smith, Ashton Kutcher, and Chris Trant.
Nikki on the sidelines.
And Nikki's on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Nikki's on the sidelines for this one. And Beth's going to reveal the clue.
I know it already.
Did I spell that right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Australia.
Kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Wow. On the first go. Team Ryan... 25 points. And Team Paul going to swap out.
No, Paul. Koalas are from Australia, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to go with Kate
it's
Huskin.
It's just not the first thing you assume.
Kate Huskin, welcome to the game.
Thank you.
You missed the last game.
No, I didn't.
Who was out the last game? Nikki was out the last game.
I was out the Christmas episode.
That's right. You were out for the Christmas episode, which was epic, by the way. By the way, shameless plug. If you want to hear any of these shows, they are all archived on the Sterling High School website. So you can go back and take a listen to them after I edit them. I'll have that up there probably sometime during 3A. So you can listen to it over the weekend. Because there's going to be a quiz on it later.
Hmm.
I'm just kidding.
I'm saying, no, there is not.
No, there is not. You're absolutely right. Beth, reveal the clue.
All right. Animal number 2 for Paul's team. Paul had no idea what the question was.
Matt Easterday up first, thinking about his clue.
Wilbur.
Pig.
Wow. Good clue. Good clue.
You can say that, though.
No, you can't. We made that up. You can't say sound effects.
40-25 is the score right now in Team Paul. And we switch out again.
Last game, I wasted so many pieces of paper because I wrote everything, every category, every word on individual pieces of paper.
Shout out to Miss Camerata for the use of the whiteboards. Miss Cam, Italian teacher extraordinaire.
Alright, is this Brian's right. team?
What? Still only an animal to score update. Team Paul, 40. Team Ryan, 25. Brian White is guessing now for Team Smitty. Smitty coming off in a thrilling overtime victory last night. How'd you do last night?
8 points in the first quarter and finished with a whopping 10.
Double-double in your... Double-double last night?
I think I got a 10 and 8, I think.
10 and 8. Big win last night, right?
Yep.
It's good work out of you.
Good talk.
Yeah, great chat. Alright. Alright, here we go. Next one. Beth revealing the clue right now. And he has his hand over his face.
Feathers.
Feathers.
A lot of things have feathers.
But this one has feathers.
A peacock.
Got it. Right at the buzzer. Wait, did that count? Unbelievable.
Should that count?
Yes, it absolutely counts. Well done.
Out of anything that could have had feathers, though.
Those are hard. I thought of the most complex bird, peacock.
I was going to make it bird.
Well done.
I was going to put bird, Smith. But then I was like, no, that's too easy. They're going to get that on the first try, but I guess not.
Ryan Smith's team, reigning champions, take a 10-point lead over Team Paul. So far, Team Paul, the only one that has not gotten it on the first try. Beth writing down the clue for the second one. I mean, the second try. Matt Easterday now accepting the clues.
Yep.
And the team of Keith, John Krause, Josh. And
Josh.
And Paul McGrory, if it gets down to Paul McGrory. Again, we're in the category of animals. I believe this is number 5 of 6, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Team has seen the clue. And now we hand it over to...
I like this music.
It's password music.
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
I feel happy.
Nuggets.
Chicken?
Wow.
I do not like this category at all. This category is too easy. This gets them all hot-headed and think that they know everything, but then once they see the next categories, it's not going to be as simple.
All right, so have, switching.
We now have Ryan's team up. Paul leading 65-50 for the final question for animals.
All right, Smitty on the receiving end of the clues this time around. Ashton Kutcher, Chris Tran, Nikki Taylor, who has never played this game yet, and Jared, I'm a Flyers fan when they win, Tabor. How you feeling about going 7 straight periods without scoring a goal? Let's talk to Jared real quick. He's a little angry.
Well, first of all, true Flyers fan right here.
I'm saying that just to get you fired up, and it worked.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
But Flyers are horrible.
Well, that's something we both have in common.
Yes.
So is my team. Good luck to you.
Go Flyers.
Sure.
Shout out to Dustin Bufflin, Winnipeg Jets.
Yep, shout out to D-Buff. You follow him on Twitter, Dean?
Of course.
Of course he does. We're going to make a whole line of obscure Dean Troilo hockey players.
Evander Kane, Devin Setoguchi.
Who's your goalie?
Nitamaki.
You're going to Nitty. He's going Nitty on us. All right, back to password. We'll talk NHL the blue line later on this month. Ryan Smith, are you ready?
No.
Okay. Beth, reveal the clue. There's the clue. Dean.
It's not the clue. It's the password.
All
right. Scared. Is he doing math in his head?
There you go. Dean, your first one-word clue, please.
It's the last animal.
Yeah, it's the last animal.
Last animal.
I have to write it again because Chris wasn't paying attention.
Cheese.
Did I spell that right?
Cow. Yes.
No. Cheese. Cow. All right, so cheese is the first clue.
That looks kind of weird when you write it out.
Let's go. Let's go over to Chris Tran. Chris Tran?
It's little.
That's,
two words.
That's, yep.
You said it's little.
It's? One word.
One word. Clues only, please, Chris Tran. Over to Nikki Taylor. First time chiming into the game. We've heard cow.
Yes, one word.
Nikki, do you ever have a question? Just whisper it to them. Because then if you say it out loud, it's like...
If it's one word...
Nikki Taylor, looking for one word from you.
Ratatouille.
Rat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. Last but certainly not least, going down to Jared Tabor.
Mouse.
Very good.
I was going to say Stewart.
All right, so 5 points for Team Ryan.
Moving on.
Bring up the score. Updating the score as we swap out. It's 55-65, Team Paul.
Leading into round two.
What? Ryan just said
and we're going into round two.
That's 2 words.
So, pretty good stuff here, guys. Team Paul currently leading by 10, and they lost the first round of the previous game last week. So this is the rematch. We will have one more live Friday, and that will be the last day of the semester. I believe that's the 29th. It's going to be a Wednesday, and that'll be our farewell to about 70 or 80% of this class. The other three or four
like
will be returning for the second semester. All right, here we go. Beth, what's the category coming up?
All right, so the other categories we took from Trivia Crack, which is an iPhone smartphone game. There's a bunch of trivia. So this next category is geography.
Oh, no.
And I actually came up with these questions by playing the game last night. So let's see. This is
that is not my strong suit.
This is the first. And I have a 43% on geography on the game. I don't
right.
know if that's how you spell it or not.
We are going with Keith Moffitt getting the clues. And now it's John Krause. John Krause.
Canada.
Toronto.
Wow, that's well played. Well played. 25 points for Team Paul. And increasing their lead now to 90-55 as we swap out now. Dustin Bufflin sitting in, also known as Dean Troilo, also known as Ashton Kutcher, also known as a lot of different things, but you are Ashton Kutcher today. You declared that early.
That is true.
Okay.
Why Ashton Kutcher for this game?
He's my idol.
Okay.
We're going with Chris Tran.
And he's smart.
He's smart, too. Chris Tran rocking the Lionel Messi jersey today. It's fresh, man. Sterling colors and everything. Almost.
Almost.
That's gold.
It's gold.
We're also royal blue. That is navy. There is gold, not silver. We are silver.
My man's accessorizing today pretty well too. He matches. He's got the khaki pants on. That's good work out of you, Chris.
Not closest though, in colors.
It's real good work out of you. All right,
nice
Chris
jersey,
Tran.
Yeah.
We are in geography now. You guys are trailing by 35 points. How you feeling about that?
I mean, it's only the beginning of the game. We have a lot of time left.
All right. Geography, second clue in geography. Beth, please reveal the clue.
Oh, here you go.
There you go. And let's go to Chris Tran.
Illinois.
Indianapolis. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
All right. Over to Nikki Taylor. Nikki Taylor.
Blackhawks.
Chicago.
Nice.
You nice. Should not. Okay, we should
Black
not be allowed
Hawks
to use
one
sports.
Word. It is one word. So they get 15 points, and that brings them to 70 for Team Ryan, 90 for
this
Team
entire
Paul.
Class watches sports, and if I would have got a question like that, I would have just stared. And like, that's so unfair. I would have just stared.
This is not my strong suit either.
Shout out to some of our listeners listening on Ustream right now. Also, Jake Nippens checking in on Twitter.
Hey, Jake!
Everybody say hi to Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Jake. You know what? Let's give it up for one time for Jake. One time, Jake Nippens, radio alumni.
Damn.
Jake says more than kangaroos are from Australia. Just saying. Hashtag giant spiders, hashtag snakes. So, Jake?
Well, I'm sure there's also, like, squirrels.
Yeah.
And wallabies.
Wallabies.
And, like, flies. There's more animals in the United States, too. I mean...
But still, shout out to our listeners on checking in on our Twitter feed at Knights Radio. Here we go. It is John Krause.
Terrible at geography.
He says he's terrible at geography.
Terrible.
All right. And we're going leading off and playing center field, Josh Minor. Here's the clue from Beth. Playing Vanna White today.
I didn't wear my sparkly blue dress today. I'm sorry.
And you're not going to be turning any letters today either, unfortunately.
Nope. I'm also not making... How much does she make? I'm not making...
A lot.
I'm not making anything for this. I get credit.
Don't overthink.
Yeah, you do. Which is worth more than money.
Oh, of course. Knowledge is most important.
That is absolutely
aspect
correct.
Of life.
Go ahead, Josh.
Bahamas.
Jamaica.
Okay.
One is it's been different. Like it's not.
All right. Paul, you guys have a 20-point lead. Your guess. Bahamas was the first clue. We're going to go over to Paul.
Hawaii.
You guys said you wanted categories off
islands.
Of trivia. Yeah.
Got it. Got it. 15
he
points. He said island. He got it. Paul missed
the
it.
The word was island.
He was complaining about
the problem,
the clue.
I said the problem with Trivia Crack is that there's things that are generic and there's things that aren't generic.
Yeah, but like you get like, what was like Chicago and Toronto, and then you get something that's not like an actual thing. Like you put like island. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like.
Go sit down.
Chris Tran telling people to sit down.
I said there. Yeah, there's ways to think outside of it. That's.
The update is Team Paul, 105 to Team Ryan, 70. As long as Dave Blitz's his math is correct, we should be good. Yeah, you're fine. I'm just kidding.
I have hiccups.
Beth has a hiccup. And we are still in geography. We're about halfway through geography. It is Chris Tran on the clue and Nikki Taylor leading off. Beth? They see the clue, and now the first from Nikki Taylor.
Everest.
Everest. The first clue.
Mountain?
Yes.
Got it on the first one. 25 points for Team Ryan.
I missed that whole round.
I believe that's Team Ryan, correct?
What happened?
It was Mountain.
95 to 105, a 10-point spread right now.
I look like a Smurf.
Not like the Ryan Smith.
Wait, what was it? What was that one?
They said Everest and Mount.
That was good.
All right, going over now, it's Josh Minor on the getting the clue. It's Paul McGrory. Paul, currently leading by 10, looking for some redemption from last week.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Ryan Smith's 20-point spread? A little too much?
Way too much.
All right. Man, a few words. Staring down Ryan Smith across the room right now.
It's cool. I'm feeling confident right now.
We may need security.
Did you chew a gum, Paul?
No. Actually, I was
jelly
eating,
beans.
I was eating a jelly bean.
Oh. That's all I heard. Okay.
We're still in geography, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not Dean Troilo.
Two more geography.
All right, so this one and another one, places. And then we're done with geography.
No, yes.
No, here we go. Beth revealing clue. All right. Paul thinking about it.
Ooh, that made a big noise.
Josh smiling. He thinks he knows it already.
Josh smiles when he's nervous.
Rome?
Is that on?
His mic's not on.
I can't. He did say...
Do it again.
Italy.
There you go. Give him another bell. Why not? What we do in order to limit the amount of background noise while teams are switching, we turn off the mics and then they turn them back on when they show up. All right, after this clue, we are going to take a quick break and we'll reassemble. And then we'll come back after a short break. But right now, to update the score, 130 for Team Paul, 95 for Team Ryan. Last clue in geography.
Not going to lie, I was going to do a state, but I don't want them to say another sports team, so I'm not doing it.
Okay.
So this is another one.
Here we go. Tough one.
I think sports.
Kagawa.
Japan.
Oh, got it. Right off the
What
right
is, he, what
the
is that even?
I have no... Wait. Jared Tabor, please come back on mic somewhere.
We are back.
You're Wait.
We are back.
I don't
What's
know.
That?
What does that mean?
I said we are back. Like, I'm back.
I know, but I need you to explain your clue with Nikki there, because I think most of the class didn't understand it.
Okay, so there's this player named Shinji Kagawa.
Can we make a non-sports rule? That's not fair. Well, actually, no, that was only for the geography, really.
Yeah, but so I knew immediately that Nikki would know that, so just that for the people who don't know.
Okay, all right, because we were all kind of confused about that whole situation. But now we've got it figured out.
Geography ever again.
Okay, was that the last clue in geography? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to get off to a very, very quick break. When we come back from the break to update the score, 130. Did we update the score?
No.
Not yet?
It should be 130 to 120.
130, 120 in favor of Team Paul. We're going to get off to a quick break. When we come back from the break, more from Sterling Password right after this. You're listening to Live Friday right here on Sterling High School Radio.
Did you know that 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop invasive breast cancer during their lifetime? Did you also know that it is the second leading cause of cancer death in women? In a man's lifetime, the risk of breast cancer is about 1 in 1,000. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among American women. This October, celebrate breast cancer awareness in honor of fighters battling this disease, those who have passed, and those who have battled breast cancer and survived. Stand up for cancer and help fight for the cure. For more information, go to nbcam.org. This message has been brought to you by National Breast Cancer Awareness Month and WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
Tweet. 42% of youth have been bullied while online. 1 in 4 has had it happen to them more than once. Cyberbullying is when a child or teen is tormented, threatened, harassed, humiliated, embarrassed, or targeted by another child or teen using the internet or cell phones. There are two kinds of cyberbullying: direct attacks, which are messages sent to your kids directly, and cyberbullying by proxy, which uses others to help cyberbully the victim, either with or without the accomplice's knowledge. For more information, visit stopcyberbullying.org and sign up for the Don't Stand By, Stand Up campaign. Don't write it, don't send it, stop cyberbullying. This message has been brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and your friends here at WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And welcome back to Live Friday here on Sterling High School Radio. We're playing Password today. Shout out to also Sterling alum and also Sterling Radio alum, Camille Peruto, for her on her American Idol golden ticket winning performance last night.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did not get on the show.
Nah.
But it was revealed on social media that she did get a golden ticket. So
I mean, that's kind of a good thing, though. Because, you know, that means that she wasn't, like, completely. She wasn't horrible or anything, so.
No, she's a Sterling Radio alum. She's done a couple podcasts for us here when she was here. She performed live at the Fall Festival a couple years for us. So it's good luck to Camille Peruto, wherever you are out there. Good luck. And keep us posted. What's going on?
She posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago saying, it was kind of like a hint towards, because it was all pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And she said that, oh, keep in touch, keep watching. So it's kind of a hint. We all expected it. She's fabulous.
Yep. So good luck to Camille Peruto, Sterling alum. I believe she was class of 2011, I want to say.
It was our sophomore year, I think she graduated.
Or 2012,
right?
I believe. One of those years. They all run together.
Year, right?
But either way, good luck to Camille Peruto and her American Idol ventures. We're back with Password. Team Paul, currently leading Team Ryan by 10 points, 130 to 120. Team Paul, you're back up, buddy. What's up?
There you go. Yeah. We back up.
All right. Beth, the next category, please.
Next category is science.
Science. Again, that's... all of our clues have something to do with trivia crack.
Are you confident?
Are you? You got this wrong last time.
Okay, that was... I needed better clues.
All right, tell us a little bit about what happened the last time you guys had a science question.
Last time was Final Jeopardy. We're playing for the game, which was still controversial because Brian's answer... I don't know, man. Whatever. But with that answer... So... but we didn't end up getting it.
You didn't end up getting it.
True. But the... I don't know, the answer was, or the clue was
eclipse, and we gave
eclipse.
You every single type of eclipse
you said
out there.
Is solar, and then you put the moons out there. No, if you said lunar, it would have worked. You said moon.
Okay.
You said moons.
We are back with our science clue. And Beth, can I see that for just 1 second before you reveal that clue?
Guys, we're more confident. Right? We got this one.
Beth had a little spelling mistake on there. We figured it out. All right, there's your clue. And let's go to where, again, we're in the topic of science. There will be six passwords here.
I'm nervous.
And here we go. We're going with Kate Huskin, back after a day off yesterday, thinking about her thing here. And here we go.
Air.
Oxygen?
Wow!
That's what we do.
I mean, it's not eclipse, but I guess it'll work. 25 points for Team Paul. That brings them to 155. Again, another shout-out to Jake Nippens. Tweeted at Nets Radio a couple times.
Man, look, it's me. I'm disgusting looking.
Pre-warning to my team. I'm not very confident.
Anybody's looking for something to follow on Twitter, follow us at Nets Radio while we switch teams here. Jared Tabor up now. Brian White giving the first clue, and Beth is going to reveal the clue right about now.
H2O.
Water.
That's part of the rules. You can't say it in another...
That's true. That is accurate.
In another
Beth said that was
phrase.
Part of the rules from the very beginning, so we're going to go over to Ryan Smith. Actually, we need a totally... Actually,
yeah,
that
we
one,
need another one.
We need a totally different one anyway.
In another phrase.
Because you can't say it in a foreign phrase, like H2O means water.
Yeah, you did say in a different language.
I'm going to have to think of another one here.
I have more.
Beth has more. I got to think of another one so that we have six. So while you're doing that,
I have eight for each one.
Okay,
just, I have an extra one just in case.
Overprepared. Same thing. We'll give you another one.
You have another.
Aquafina.
Beth, writing down the next clue.
I had other ones.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's a good one. And Brian White, back to you again. Thinking about it. This is a good one. Brian's stumped. Not as stumped as Jared is right now, because he has no...
Jared doesn't even know.
Yeah, it's not water.
What do you
Wait,
give
can
for?
Can I ask you this?
You sure
Wait,
can.
No, I want to ask you.
Oh, you want to ask me?
Yeah. Just.
Off mic.
Yeah.
All right, Beth. And yeah, go off mic for a minute.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Rover. Yes.
Mars.
Yes.
Got it. Wow. Brian was confirming with me whether or not it was the Jupiter rover or it was the Neptune rover. He wanted to make sure that it was actually the Mars rover.
Can you have a Jupiter rover? Does Jupiter have enough actual land mass to have?
I don't know, but I know that that's really far away.
Yeah, Jupiter, Neptune, do we...
We don't have a rover for that far yet. Kate Huskin up now.
It would blow up if it was on Jupiter. There's so many gases.
Kate Huskin up now. And Matt Easterday.
What's going on?
The last of the Easter days that come through Sterling High School.
Yes.
Matt Easter Day is the baby. He's the last one. So in about 5 months, there will be no Easter Days here for the first time in probably well over a decade.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy.
Who's the golden child?
You
it's
know,
just, it's you, How many siblings do you have?
I have
it's
four.
Lauren.
Well, I have three siblings. This is my sister Jess, my other sister Lauren, and Steve.
Okay, so who's the golden child?
I mean, I would have to say me, but no, I'd probably have to go with my sister.
Which one?
Lauren.
Lauren's the golden child.
Yeah.
There's a golden child in every family.
It's me. Just fine.
Beth, you're the golden child?
Yeah.
Kate, you have brothers and sisters. Who's the golden child?
Not me.
Jackie.
Okay.
Probably Jacqueline.
I didn't know there was a Jacqueline.
Oh, yeah, you have two more.
Oh, there's two more?
Bubba's a freshman.
You call him Bubba?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I wish I knew that
when
I
asked my boss. He's really
bad. Okay.
So he's not the golden child. And then you have Jackie, who's really annoying. But I guess she's the golden one.
Okay, so she's the last of the Huskin clan to come through. Okay.
She's only in fourth grade, so you have a while.
Okay, so there'll be a brief intermission of Huskins before we get to the baby of the Huskin family. Okay, here we go.
Wait, this is still science, correct?
Yes.
It's still science. Good. Matt Easterday sees the clue. Keith?
I wrote that really well for some reason.
You did?
That was a nice handwriting.
Take a picture of that.
Instagram. Can I just say that Krauss... I'm not going to say that's not nice.
Precipitation.
Rain.
Wow. Matt Easterday coming through in the clutch.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was a tough one. I would have said snow. Given the climate outside, I would have said snow. I mean, that's what I would have done. Beth, would you agree with that?
No, my first one probably would have been weather.
Weather?
Interesting. Okay.
Shout out to our two viewers listening on Ustream.
You're fabulous.
And anybody that's listening on Channel 5 inside the school.
Shout out to Sterling.
Shout out to Sterling, that's right. Anybody that's listening inside the school, tweet at Nights Radio for a prize.
Yay, prizes!
If you're listening anywhere outside of room 402, tweet at Nights Radio, say, I want my password prize, and you will get a prize.
All right, so...
We're still in science.
Ryan teams up with our question.
Ooh. Ryan Smith and Brian White receiving clues.
Swirl.
Swirl?
Swirl.
Oh, hey, I'm on
Swirl?
Channel 5 right now.
Hurricane?
No, that wrong sound effect. Okay. Wrong sound effect. Going over to Dean... I'm sorry, not Dean Troilo.
Tornado. Wait, I just want to get my 15 points. Tornado.
What was going to be your clue anyway?
I was going to say spiral.
And
wow, that's so different.
What about wind? And
15 points for Team Ryan.
What about wind? Storm?
Wind could be anything.
Destruction.
Or right, Dorothy?
Dorothy, yeah.
You guys need to think outside the box. You guys make this game boring.
Update the score. 160 points for Team Ryan. 180 points for Team Paul. As we move on to the next clue. Keeping an eye on the Twitter feed. Nobody is tweeting at Nights Radio yet saying, I want my password prize.
I want my password prize.
Just saying.
Right.
You can get free stuff.
I want free stuff. I want some free stuff myself.
All right. Here we go. Is this the last clue, Beth?
Yeah.
Last clue for Team Paul. It's Matt Easterday receiving the clue. It's Keith Moffitt on the initial clue here, leading off.
Oh, God. Raise.
Raise. Matt shaking his head. Does not look confident.
Pass.
He says pass. Pass is incorrect.
Bright. Sun?
Oh.
Wait,
that's
right.
Correct. That's correct.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. Yay, music!
Good job. On the second clue for Team... Was that for Team Ryan? Or was that for Team Paul?
That was Team Paul.
All right, so it's 195 to 160. An opportunity here to make up the points that they just lost. This is the last clue in science.
Ooh, that is a weird way that is wrote that.
It's not Eclipse. I'll tell you that we're not using Eclipse this time around. We just lost a viewer on Ustream. I'm a little upset about that.
Is it Jake? Jake, did you leave us?
Jake probably left us, and I'm a little upset about this. Why
Jake,
are these Sterling alumni...
If you're still here.
...failing us?
Jake, you have to go back to high school. You just failed college. Alright, so here's the next one.
That's like sage-like advice from Bethany Young, by the way. Fail out of college and come back to high school. Ryan Smith, who's not going to fail out of college.
Nope.
Or high school.
Hope not. No, I'm not.
Clues from his buddy, Dean. I'm sorry, not Dean Troilo. Excuse me. Dustin Bufflin.
Ashton Kutcher. He's
Ashton Kutcher. Here's your clue.
Don't give me that face, man.
Dean rubbing his eyes. He's thinking. You can almost hear the gears turning.
I'm like Bill Nye when it comes to this stuff. Yeah, I am. Don't talk.
I had that question last night on Trivia Crack. It showed a picture. It says, who is this guy? And it was Bill Nye, the science guy.
All right. Here we go. Dean.
Ocean. Tsunami. How's that funny? Please someone tell me why that's funny. Tsunami is water. Paul did.
Chris Tran, your clue.
Grass. Earth.
No. Nikki Taylor.
Yeah. Sushi.
Sushi.
Good that was clue. A good one. That was a good one.
Very good clue.
Seaweed.
There you go. 10 points for Team Ryan.
It's in the ocean.
I like that. Is that Nikki Taylor that did the sushi reference? Very good. Well done. 170 to 195. Paul now covering the spread. Let's talk to Paul McGrory real quick, the unofficial team captain, about the let's get back to the point spread. It's a 25-point spread right now.
That's what I like. That's what I like to see. I'm very confident in my team right now. Feeling strong.
You're covering the spread, though.
That's your
teammate.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, your nemesis over there.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. How do you like that? 25 points. You said you're up by 21. Because Paul's team's up by 25.
All right. Is this the we are switching categories now?
Yes, this is our third category. This category is entertainment.
Entertainment. Six perfect. Guesses on entertainment right now.
Right.
Beth writing down the clue as we speak.
Yep. Oh, now I am.
Beth writing the clue down as we speak, and here and it's Keith Moffitt and.
If you don't like this one, it's David's fault.
Here we go. First clue.
Oh, that face is not a good face.
This is not on video, but we've seen a lot of
distraught faces.
Yes.
Come on, Krause, give me
hashtag
something good.
Live Friday. By the way, a lot of thinking going on.
This is not a good hint. Sinking.
Titanic.
Yes. What?
I could have said
crazy.
Ship. I could have said iceberg. Like yeah, Leonardo.
Wow, 215, I believe. 225? Oh, 220. Excuse me. My math is wrong. 220 to 170. And a 50-point... Oh, it's a 50-point spread right now. Unbelievable.
This was also...
entertainment category. Beth.
David's word.
This
so
is Dave's word. Dave.
Not my fault.
Oh, this is a good one. Chris Tran. The irony of this one.
Chris Chan does not watch movies.
Dean Troilo, a.k.a. Ashton Kutcher.
Movie.
Movie.
Is that, was that
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
That is, nope.
No. Nikki Taylor.
First cartoon that popped in mind.
Isn't that where we're
Run.
Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh my God. Can I ask a question? Wait, is this
Yes. Let's talk.
I just have a quick question for further notice. Are we allowed to say actors from the movie?
As long as if you say first or last.
Yeah, like
name.
It's the actual actor's name.
Correct.
Okay.
You just can't say both.
Like,
it's one
like
or
for
the
that
other.
One, could I have said Hanks?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
All right, let me explain the irony of that question. Because Chris Tran, love the kid to death. But he's seen like 7 movies in his entire life. And we talk about this in class quite a bit. And he gets the Forrest Gump question. Chris Tran, have you seen Forrest Gump?
He's walking
coming
up,
coming
mic.
Over the mic.
No.
Okay, so. So this is the whole irony of the whole thing. 220 to 185 as we are in the entertainment category. It's live Friday. This password.
This might have to be the last category because we're kind of cutting it short.
It probably is. All right.
I'm writing password down right now.
I'm scared.
Little moves.
All right.
In entertainment, here comes the clue from Beth.
I'm scared.
Ooh. Nice.
All right, this looks easy.
All right. Nice.
Sorry.
Josh, it's Keith Krause. Keith Krause.
Keith Krause.
Sure. We'll combine the two of them. John Krause.
Special K.
Special K.
And Josh Minor doing the giving the first clue.
Pineapple.
SpongeBob.
Got it. Well done. SquarePants would not have been accepted.
Yeah, because it's isn't like that the full movies or
correct.
The full show is SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. Because the full TV show is SpongeBob SquarePants.
245 to 185 is the score now.
Oh, okay. But it would be part. It'd be part of his name.
Still in entertainment. It's Chris Tran up on the mic now. Hopefully he doesn't get a movie. And it's Nikki Taylor, newcomer to the game, delivered two or three really good clues. What went into the sushi clue earlier, Nikki?
Seaweed.
Or is it seaweed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work too. Oh, you gave
like
the seaweed. Yeah. You gave the seaweed.
Do you
who
like
who
sushi?
Gave the sushi?
I do not like sushi.
The word was seaweed. Okay. And I said sushi.
Sushi I'm okay with. I kind of like it with the soy, and I love the wasabi.
I'm friends with Noelle Cross, and that's all she eats when we go to the mall. And she gets, like, the eel and the caviar and the...
Caviar
little,
I won't do.
The little sauce gooey stuff. Yeah, no.
Chris Tran, you ever had sushi?
Nope.
No, okay.
It was a very basic life.
Very. No sushi for Chris Tran. All right, entertainment. Here is the clue.
Oh, dude.
Spanish.
Spanish is the first clue. Wait, Jared, just wait.
Are you ready?
Nope.
Pass.
Wait.
Go.
Backpack. Dora?
Yes. Dora the Explorer on the second go. 15 points for Team Paul. They're 260 to 185. All right, I'm sorry. Was that Team Paul?
That was Team
Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay, sorry. Fifteen points. That puts them at an even 200. Paul up 245 to 200. As we are winding down the entertainment category, Beth, would you assume that this is the last category before we get to the final one?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
We're gonna have a Jeopardy.
Well,
a little Jeopardy round after this.
Little final Jeopardy action.
All right. Is this their last one? Yes.
For this category.
Yeah.
Last one for entertainment.
Last one for entertainment.
Oh my god.
I'm thinking.
Also, Dave Lissis's person, by the way.
I hope this is easy.
While you're thinking of that, who is Cassie Tabor? Your mom just won a prize.
Yeah.
Yo, one time. Wait, give it up for our listeners.
Yeah, Miss Tabor.
That's what's up. She wins a pretzel. So here's what you have to do. You have to deliver one of the pretzels from Pretzel Friday to your mom.
Okay.
That's what she gets. That's what it was going to be, because it is Pretzel Friday.
Yeah.
It's also Renaissance Friday.
It is. We have Renaissance Rally 4th and 5th Block.
We do.
Baby.
Justin Bieber.
Thank you.
Bieber! Beth, are we going to go to Beth for a ruling on that?
Hold on. If you just said baby, he would have been like, what?
Yeah. It's the way I did.
Beth, let's go to Beth for a ruling. Yeah, if you can't do animal sound.
Yeah, if you can't do. I'll give you another one.
All right, give him another one. I kind of agree with you on that one.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's not good. Like we did a motion or anything.
Shout out to Mrs. Tabor for listening. And winning. Now, you're responsible for this, Jared.
It's entertaining. You say baby.
I got you.
All right, here we go. New clue. Okay.
Oh, man, I'm turning.
Okay, new clue. Awesome. And it's Josh. And Paul, you're back up again. The password is...
it is harder.
It's a difficult one.
Hard ones are good ones.
Pauly J thinking about it.
Oh, and you can't do like
emotions. Nope.
Oh my lord.
Sing.
Sing. Paul,
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
It's a different word. Well, it's a different word.
Well
I know,
done.
I know.
Over to Kate Huskin now.
I feel like if I say this, I'll get in trouble. Like, not in trouble for it being a band, but I don't know if it's cheating.
Beth is going to go over and
even if I don't motion?
No motions.
Okay. This.
See, without the motion, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. So, music and this. Josh, you have 10 seconds.
I pass that.
You got to pass.
Table.
Table.
Are you kidding me?
Music, this, table.
Music, this, table.
Singing this. Oh, singing. Excuse me. Singing this, table. Nope. Over to trying to garner 5 points. It's all up to you, Keith.
Radio?
Radio.
Josh's face.
I don't know.
No idea.
That was
chance to. No, they can't steal because they already saw it.
You know what it was?
The correct answer is microphone.
Oh.
Microphone.
That's why
was
I said
the,
this
was a correct
can't
answer.
Yeah.
You should have said
into. All right.
But you guys don't think like that. You guys don't think that you can make a sentence, but you can.
All right. This is a chance for Team Ryan on the last category. You have blue.
Do I really? Do I have blue on my face? Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. My whole nose is blue. Wait, I can't use the eraser on my nose. Can I have a clean tissue? Is this clean?
Yeah. Beth has all the dry erase stuff all over her face.
It's on my hand.
Because it's on her hands. Okay, here we go. You want me to write the last one while you are Struggle City over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Pick one of these two.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. All right, Team Paul is up 45-200. This is an opportunity for Team Ryan to get back into this. They can pull to within 20 going into the final. And this is the last question, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. There it is. Everybody got it?
I'm a Smurf, guys.
Everybody got it?
Okay, turned good. Into a Smurf.
There it is.
The host Smurf.
It is Jared Tabor. Whose mom just won a free pretzel, which will probably be cold by the time it gets to her. But
it's probably cold anyway.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, man. Plays.
Hamlet.
Good guess. Good guess, but wrong.
Auditorium.
Playhouse. Oh, that's two words.
Wait, Smitty, wait. There you go.
Movie. Movie theater? Theater?
Yeah, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him. On the third clue, it's theater was the correct response. So going into the final round.
Is it our Jeopardy round?
It is our Jeopardy round because we're winding down the class here. It is 245-210. Here's how this works.
I'm fine. Just have
here's how this is going to work, Beth. Let's explain to the teams so that everybody understands the final Jeopardy rules and regulations. Let's go over it so that everybody can understand.
Are the final Jeopardy rounds the same as? Do they get to wager? Some
they get
points?
To wager.
I should give them the boards then.
Yeah, we should probably give them the boards and the markers.
Oh, just give them one. Just give them that one.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna wager.
There will be a topic, and they will have to. They get to wager.
Is Paul having a point discrepancy?
Paul's got his calculator out.
Paul, it's not that deep. What?
Paul's team is up first.
Are you doing percentage? Or I'm very confused as to what Paul's doing right now. But,
so am I.
I mean. So
okay, so
the team has Write it and we'll show it after.
Okay.
Don't show them your
wager. I'll take that. Okay. So now we're good here.
No, wait till you guys go up. Wait till you guys go up. You'll find out. Category is...
A lot of deliberation going on here. A lot of confusion, Beth. A lot of confusion. What do you say for the final? You can put anybody up there.
Yeah, anybody you want can go up. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
So the final category is Sterling locations. He doesn't have his wager up yet. Places inside of Sterling.
Places inside of Sterling.
Correct.
Can we know the wagers? Or no?
Ryan doesn't have his wager written down yet.
Why not?
Because they're not up yet.
He should wager it. Because he can't know ours, right?
He doesn't, Paul.
He doesn't know yours.
All right, cool. All right,
take a chipper and focus, because if you get this wrong, I'm going to slap you.
So places in Sterling.
Correct. It's Sterling related.
All right, cool.
Aren't you like the president? You better know this answer.
Wow. By the way, they love each other secretly because they're in the play together.
She's the bae.
Yep. And the play is coming up. Shameless plug for the play. Go.
Oh, yeah. Shameless plug. West Side Story.
I'm Maria. Come see
March 26th, 27th, and 28th. Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee, 2 o'clock.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Here we go. Here's your clue. It has to get through all five team members to get to points.
Oh, wait, Josh, you're in this too.
Josh is in this too. There are no point values. This is your point value. Kate Huskin, you are up first. Paul is trying to redeem himself from the eclipse that he fell into.
All right, team.
Can we all have an example that's not given to either that team or this team just so we get what they mean by Sterling places?
Somewhere in the school is what they
mean. Yes, it's on the campus.
Yeah, that's exactly what they mean.
It could be a teacher. It could be...
But places. It's not like a desk,
something,
right?
It's something on the campus of Sterling High School.
Oh.
All right. Kate, your first clue.
If not, work the sentence. You know what I mean? We have to... We can...
Alrighty.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we need your clue, Kate, because we're running out of time.
Come on, babe, you got this.
I know what I want to say.
Hey, Chris, how about you? Just shh.
Gyms.
The worst club ever given in my life. All your pencils are pretty sharp.
Basketball court?
Yeah, just pass.
Don't even worry about
wind.
It.
Wind.
What'd you say?
Wind.
Like D, like wind.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do for the next one, Strauss?
Window.
Or.
That one, yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Aww. Okay.
What? That one was already fairly.
All?
So.
Yeah. All?
Hall.
Hall. Breezeway.
You guys said that exact same thing. Wait, don't say the wager.
I'm not going to reveal it. Do not.
All right, write your wager.
Okay, we need Team Smitty to come up. Write down their wager.
Write your wager. All right, write it on that board, too.
Okay, I got it.
Woo! Your wager is already written down and secretive.
All right, so we will reveal the final clue.
I have a question.
To update the scores, it is 245 for Team Paul, Team Ryan 210. We have about 5 minutes left in the second edition of Password.
Strauss, I have a question.
I have an answer. Let's see if they match. Who's asking me that?
Chris
Trent. Hi.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can this something be someone, like a teacher?
It can be anything on the campus of Sterling High School. So it could be a blade of grass. It could be... It could be me. It could be me. But now, looking back on it, that would be really funny.
Like what I did, Paul?
Right.
All right. This is also Strauss's, so don't yell at me, because I didn't make this question.
I think equally. I think those are both equally fair.
Yeah.
In terms of difficulty, it is Jared Tabor guessing for Team Ryan to try and repeat as password champions. Brian White giving the first clue. It'll be Brian White, Dean Troilo, Ryan Smith, Chris Tran, and Nikki Taylor as the anchor, and I mean that in a good way. Brian thinking of his clue. I must say that this edition of Password has been phenomenal. Kudos to Dave Litzis engineering the show behind us. And to our listeners, Jake Nippens and Miss Tabor. And anybody else listening inside Sterling High School.
Yeah, do we have time for this?
All right. Brian White, your first clue, please.
Okay, you're not going to get it on this clue, probably, but the word I'm using is principles, but not in the sense of, I just wanted to clarify.
Principles is the only thing you're allowed to say.
No, principles is my only word, but I mean in the term of, no, I have to just clarify, principles, no, because there's principles. There's principles in the terms of rules to follow and the actual person of a principal. And I mean principles in
like
the second
term. So there's two meanings of the word principle. Not like principle, like rules principles. Like principles of... He's meaning the person principle.
Last time I watched Password, you could not explain it.
Redmond.
I'm kind of mad. Well, last time I watched Password,
you can't get a new word. No, not Redmond. Going over... So we have principle, as in the person.
Principles.
Principles as in the people. And then we go over to... Dean Troilo.
Ashton.
Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher has his head in his hands right now, not very confident. Beth, what are you thinking here?
I have a list of clues in my head. So, I'm not as stumped as them. I try my best, I guess.
Come on, Dean.
I didn't come give up with it. Give me a clue.
For the back-to-back... But we don't even know. We don't know because we know the wagers.
Yeah.
But we still have to reveal the wagers. We have to do this very quickly because we are running out of time. Dean?
Building.
Building. Give him 10 seconds. Hold on.
That's a name.
I'm going to pass on that last one.
Okay. And now you're going to go to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, you can use one word.
Considine.
Administration?
That is correct. Okay, here's the big reveal, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Litzis, we're going to put Dave Litzis up on the board so both teams did get it. Team Paul answered correctly and wagered 180 points. Team Ryan doubled up and went 210. So the final score, Team Ryan 420. Team Paul 425. Woo!
Did you do that on purpose?
425.
Wow.
So we have a split decision here in terms of Password, and it's been a great Password. And kudos, Beth. Great job.
Oh, thanks.
On that.
Good job, Strauss.
Let's hear from the winners.
Hey guys, how are we doing out there?
Paul McGrory with a mouthful of jelly beans.
Paul's team's feeling really good. We felt confident going in that last round.
But you did not cover the spread.
Our captain didn't fail us.
Well, actually, I could have covered the spread if we wanted to. Because we could have covered it. But we decided to play it safe, you know what I mean, for Final Jeopardy kind of thing.
I like it.
And just win by five, you know what I mean? So even if we got it wrong, they got it wrong, we'd still win. So we played it safe, but yeah, we could have covered the spread. Nice work, team.
Let's pick your team MVP.
Okay, today.
Team awards today.
Matt was doing really good today. I think we all did good. I think a team MVP award... I'll take it away. So team MVP goes to John, Keith, Matt, and Kate.
And Josh.
And so is Josh.
congratulations to Team Paul. We will have a chance to... We have one more Live Friday coming up, and that is going to happen not next Friday, the following Wednesday. So I believe that's the 28th or 29th. That'll be our final Live Friday. Thanks so much to Dave Litzis, engineering.
Yeah, Dave
did a great job engineering the show. Jake Nippens
shout
chiming
Jake.
In. Shout out to Jake Nippens. Also, shout out to Mrs. Tabor, who's getting a pretzel, courtesy of Sterling Radio. Beth, great job, as always.
Oh, thank you.
As always, great job. And that's going to do it for this edition of Live Friday, right here on Sterling Radio, and it's Password. Once this goes down, we're going right back into the music. Everybody have a great weekend. And as always,
go Knights.
We'll be right back.